White House, Philadelphia Palestinian protest anti-Semitic, targeted Jewish-owned falafel stand. By Joel B. Polak on December 4, 2023. The White House has condemned an anti-Semitic pro-Palestinian protest that took place in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, on Sunday night, which targeted a falafel stand that is owned by a Jew who was born in Israel. As Breitbart News reported Sunday night, an anti-Semitic mob marched through the streets and surrounded the restaurant, Goldie's, later vandalizing it. An anti-Semitic mob of pro-Palestinian protesters descended on an Israeli-owned falafel restaurant in Philadelphia while reportedly shouting a litany of hateful chants on Sunday night. An anti-Semitic mob has descended on Michael Solomonov's falafel restaurant in Philadelphia. They demand a boycott of Jewish goods. Michael Solomonov is a James Beard Award-winning chef. He makes some of the best hummus outside Israel, as well as outstanding lamb and other dishes, announced commentator David Frum as he shared video of the chant. Goldie, Goldie, you can't hide, we charge you with genocide, the protesters could be heard shouting. Video of the incident was shared on social media and earned widespread condemnation. Protesters in Philadelphia stand outside of a Jewish and Israeli-owned falafel restaurant. Goldie, Goldie, you can't hide, we charge you with genocide. pic.twitter.com/7hquev66. Jordan, at Thajag, December 3, 2023. On Monday morning, the White House responded, via Times of Israel. It is anti-Semitic and completely unjustifiable to target restaurants that serve Israeli food over disagreements with Israeli policy. As Governor Shapiro has underlined, White House spokesperson Andrew Bates says in a statement, referring to a similar condemnation from Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. This behavior reveals the kind of cruel and senseless double standard that is a calling card of anti-Semitism, Bates says. The Philadelphia Inquirer had given the protest a positive spin, despite reporting that Governor Josh Shapiro had condemned the act of targeting the restaurant as anti-Semitic. It noted that the night ended largely without incident, save for some incidents of graffiti in University City calling for a free Gaza. Police, who helped quell the tempers of frustrated drivers stuck in traffic, said no arrests were made as a result of the march. The demonstration blocked traffic and did not appear to have any kind of permit. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.